There's a remarkable prediction in the Bible that in recent months a lot of people have been paying attention to. Let me read it to you now from James chapter 5, beginning in the first verse. The Bible says, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter." The last few weeks have been one of the most frightening in America's history as far as the national economy goes. The markets have been so jittery and unpredictable that I won't bother giving you any specifics, because by the time this message reaches you today, I guarantee that things will have changed yet again. We've seen the biggest point drops in the history of the Dow Jones Industrial. We've seen lawmakers slaving through the night, desperate to find solutions to an economic crisis that will have ripples all over a planet whose total economy is only a few times the size of the one right here in the United States. Major financial institutions that we have considered to be a bedrock of security have folded almost overnight after decades of strong performance. And in spite of all the hue and cry that nobody could see this coming, we know that's not true. First of all, we've been warned for years that things couldn't keep expanding and growing at unrealistic rates forever. And all through history, when people have gotten excited about easy riches, they've always had to pay the piper. But secondly, one of the biggest themes in the Bible is a warning that one day, worldly systems are going to collapse. Now, I'm not going to be so bold as to suggest that the current meltdown is a literal fulfillment of the prophecy we just read, because I still have some reservations about that. In the grand prophetic scheme of things, there are a few more mileposts we need to pass before I'll be convinced that James 5 is happening right now. But at the same time, the warning is clear. According to the Bible, worldly markets are going to collapse. This current crisis may only be a hiccup, a forerunner of things to come, but even so, it's a powerful reminder that man-made systems can come apart in a heartbeat. James makes an important point. Riches can be corrupted in the blink of an eye. More importantly, he says that they will be a witness against us. So what exactly does that mean? Is it wrong to be rich? Well, not really. Many of God's favorite people, from Abraham to David, were considerably well off. The mistake people make is when they bank their identity and their future on wealth. The human heart, it seems, knows almost no limits when it comes to finding ways to make big fortunes into giant ones. Things like morality and honesty are quickly discarded in the pursuit of mammon. And when things are going really well, it's easy to imagine that God doesn't notice what we did to get to our wealth. Until, of course, one day, it just disappears. And at that point, you need to be certain that you have something else that defines who you are, because otherwise, your life will simply mean nothing. Which is why a life built on eternal values, a life built on the kingdom of God as a first priority, is just a better way to live.